From Puck, the Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, is now back in the States with his friends and fellow adventurers, Lil DeVril and Kolu. Jim and Lil have gone to the hotel apartment of their friend Ramon O'Reilly, a young South American engineer, to investigate the strange story that Ramon's manservant, Pedro, has told them. That Ramon has fallen into the hands of what he calls giant devils. And now in the bedroom of Ramon's apartment, which has been completely wrecked, Jim begins to wonder if Pedro could be right. For in the wreckage, Jim has just spotted a man's body.
Here, Lil, half under the bed.
Oh, Jim. Jim, it's Ramon.
You sure?
Yes. Yes, oh, Jim, is he...
Is he dead? No, I don't think so, not yet. But he will be unless we get this gag off his face mighty fast. Yeah, that does it. Now, Lil, open the window.
Right. The air's awfully heavy in here, like an operating room in a hospital.
Well, of course.
The
room's full of chloroform.
Just a second. Just a minute.
Yes. Those devils or whatever they are, knocked Ramon out with it. Then tied a pad soaked with chloroform over his face and left him here.
Oh, Jim.
After phoning down to the room clerk and telling him that Ramon didn't want to be disturbed.
Well, that's murder.
That's what it may be, all right. Oh, Ramon looks mighty bad.
Jim, I'll get the house doctor.
Oh, good. And I'll try first aid until he gets here. Artificial respiration first.
Got
to get his breathing back to something like normal if I can. Let's see. Turn him over.
The room is 16.
Face on one hand. And let's go.
The doctor's just down the hall. He'll be right in.
Oh, good. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
Oh, here we are, Dr. Foster. This is Mr. Bradley and the patient.
Three, thank you, Mr. Bradley. I know Mr. O'Reilly. I can see he's in very capable hands.
One, two,
Bradley, keep on with it while I examine your friend. You're doing exactly the right thing for him.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. One, two, three. One, two, three. One.
Keep going.
Three.
A little bit longer now.
Right. One, two, three.
Now, Mr. Creel, if you'll be kind enough to turn down the covers on that bed.
Certainly, Doctor.
I'll give Mr. O'Reilly a stimulant, and we'll get him into bed.
One.
All right, Mr. Bradley, you can stop now. I'll take over.
Oh, that's fine with me, Doctor.
Stimulant. Now, Mr. Bradley, if you'll give me a hand with him, please.
Oh, I'll do it, Doctor. He's not heavy. I've got him.
Fine. Wait a minute. I want to get his shoes off.
All right.
There. Okay.
Now put him down gently now.
All right.
Fine. Fine. Now I'll check his pulse again. A little stronger.
Doctor, will he be all right?
It's too early to tell, but he has a fair chance if we can avoid any further strain on his heart.
You mean no excitement?
Yes. That chloroform did him a good deal of harm. When he comes to, and that should be soon, try to keep him from getting worked up.
All right, we will.
Good. I'm going down to my office for a few things I need. I'll be back shortly.
All right, Doctor.
No need to see me to the door.
Oh.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Doctor.
Jim, Ramon's coming too now.
No, you cannot force me. I will go home. I do not fear you. Devils.
Ramon, we're not devils. We're your friends.
What?
That's right, Ramon. You're safe now.
Jim. Lil.
Yes, Ramon.
They did not harm you.
No, they were gone when we got here.
The giant devils.
Yes, or whoever they really are.
Giant devils is in the old legends of my country.
Talk about it now, Ramon. Rest. You must rest.
You think perhaps I have lost my senses.
No.
Then, Jim, listen. The legends say that in the dawn of time that the earth of my country belonged to giant savages, devil giants. Then we Spaniards came to the land, and the giants were driven away. But before they went, they swore that someday they would return and take vengeance.
Oh, but that's just a legend, Ramon. You don't really believe it, do you?
I did not before this day.
But now you do, eh? Why?
Today, Jim, I came here to New York on my way home to South America. When I entered the hotel, the clerk handed me a cablegram. from my father. Here. There it is on the table.
Do you want us to read it, Ramon?
Yes, yes, please, please.
All right. Let's see, here it is. The devil giants have returned to the earth. Beware. Keep far from their sight.
Your father sent that?
Yes. And he is a man free from all superstition. But still, I did not believe. No. Not until they came and I saw it for myself.
Oh, easy now. You're perfectly safe now.
Oh, that must be Dr. Foster again.
Yes.
I'll go let him in.
Ramon,
just a minute, Dr. Foster. Be right with you.
Do not move, Mr. Bradley, else you shall be destroyed.
Well, who are you?
The Avenger. And none shall cheat us of our victims.
Well, Jim seems to be up against an opponent like none he's ever met before. A giant with murder in his eyes. How does Jim hope to stop him from carrying out his threat against Ramon O'Reilly? We'll find out when we return to our adventure of Jungle Jim in just a moment. Meanwhile, make a mental note that this week and every week, there's extra reading pleasure waiting for you in America's favorite funnies. The all-star cast of Puck, the Comic Weekly, is ready and eager to bring you thrills, excitement, mystery, and suspense. Each issue of Puck, the Comic Weekly, brings never-failing enjoyment to readers in more than 7 million homes. Now, that's a whale of a lot of folks to please week in, week out, but Puck, the Comic Weekly, has the answer. For each issue contains more than 24 of your favorite features, features that make reading them adventure time. Leading Sunday papers distribute Puck, the Comic Weekly, from coast to coast. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that brings it to this area. Look at the top of the front page for the figure of Puck, and the name, The Comic Weekly. Now, back to Jungle Jim. Jim has just opened the door of Ramon's apartment leading to the hotel corridor, thinking to admit Dr. Foster. But instead, he's face to face with an enormously tall stranger who has just said,
I am the Avenger. And none shall cheat us of our victims.
Look, we'll see about that. Get out of here.
Do not try to close the door against me. I am coming in.
All right, mister, come in. But be careful you don't trip. Oh, it's too bad you did. Tripped right over my foot and fell down. And then something landed right on your head and knocked you out cold. Lil, oh, Lil.
Oh, my goodness, what's that?
I think Ramon would call it a giant devil.
Oh, he's a giant, all right. He must be more than 8 feet tall.
And his skin's the color of copper, too, as Pedro said.
And it looks blackened by fire.
No, no, Lil. The black looks more like grease paint to me. Stage makeup.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Here, let me see. Yes, that's what it is. Comes right off of my finger. How about that?
You know, Ramon had me wondering for a while there.
Yes, but now we know they're phonies, these giant devils.
Boy, we sure do.
Well, Jim, what are we going to do with this one?
I'll tie him up, that's the first thing. Then, when Dr. Foster comes back, we'll have a council of war and decide what to do.
Yes, Bradley, I think I understand the problem.
Good, Dr. Foster. And you'll help?
Do anything I can. Just tell me what you want.
Well, we have to get Ramon out of here and fast, that's certain. He isn't safe as long as thugs like this know where he is.
Yes, Jim, by the way.
Yes, Lil?
How long is our giant going to stay unconscious?
Oh, don't worry about that, Mr. Will. He won't come to for a while yet.
Yes, but his buddies may show up any minute. Doctor, we've got to move Ramon immediately.
Yes, Mr. Bradley, but where? He has to have medical attention for the next few days at least, till he recovers from this shock.
I don't suppose we could risk a hospital.
No, Lil. Oh, he'd be safe enough as long as he was there, but the minute he left.
Yes, yes, they'd get to him somehow. They'd be waiting
for him. Wait a minute, hold it. What if we fool him?
Well, how, Jim? Well, what do you mean?
Well, suppose we got Cole over here.
Yeah?
He's back at our hotel now, I think.
Uh-huh.
We'll have him come up through the hotel kitchen and service elevator so he won't be seen. He'll pretend to be Ramon and be taken to the hospital.
Yes, but what are we going to do with Ramon?
Well, then we'll arrange with Dr. Foster to have Ramon taken to another place. Lie down on the sofa, Cola, fast. That must be the ambulance people with a stretcher. Take the door, Lil.
Right.
Here we are, Miss Rill. Step along, men.
There's our patient now on the sofa. Yeah, lift him carefully now. There. That's fine. And let's be sure to cover him up well. That's it. All the way.
Oh, Dr. Foster, yes? Is it all right if I go along with Mr. O'Reilly?
Oh, yes, Mr. Bill. I wish you would. Just in case he wants to talk to someone.
Yes, I understand, Doctor.
Fine. Well, we're all set now, men. Take him along.
I'll hold the door open.
Goodbye, Lil.
Goodbye, Tim.
Goodbye, Mr. Bill.
Well, thanks, Dr. Foster. Thanks a lot.
Glad to help out. But do you think it'll work?
Well, we've got a chance. You told the desk clerk what to say.
Yes, that Mr. O'Reilly is being taken to the Park North Hospital.
Good. Then no one, I hope, will think of looking for him in a private nursing home in Yonkers.
No, and I've made all the arrangements up there for you. And now, good luck.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Now all I have to do is get Ramon out of here, through the city, and up there...
Well, Jim, so far so good, eh?
Yes, Ramon. We got you out of your room without anyone seeing us. Went down the service elevator. I don't think anybody spotted us there either.
And now all we must do is wait here in this doorway for the automobile. Huh?
That's right. Can't imagine what's keeping it. Told the travel porter was urgent.
Wait. Jim, I think that he's coming now.
Yes, this is it. And rather classy, too, Ramon. A chauffeur and a footman.
Step in, please.
Right. You first, Ramon. There we are. Okay. Oh, say, driver. Are you sure this is the road to Yonkers?
No, mister. But it don't matter.
What?
Because we ain't going to Yonkers. We're going someplace quiet. And finish the job we started on Ramon O'Reilly.
And so it looks as if Jim Bradley and Ramon have jumped from the frying pan into the fire in their fight against the mysterious criminals who are trying to stop Ramon from returning home to South America. But be with us next week at this same time when we continue with this exciting adventure of Jungle Jim.